Scientists in two nations are on the lookout for a rapidly spreading epidemic. This epidemic is underwater, and it's affecting starfish. KUOW's John Ryan reports from Seattle.
In September, divers near Vancouver, BC, started noticing the pizza-sized starfish known as sunflower stars wasting away and dying in large numbers. Jeff Marliov is a biologist with the Vancouver Aquarium.
The sick ones tend to just fall apart in front of your eyes. An arm will actually break off and crawl away. They turn into goo.
Sunflower stars aren't your typical starfish. They can have up to 24 arms. They usually live deeper than other sea stars, so you're not likely to see these purple and orange giants unless you're diving or pulling up a crab pot from the depths. Marliov says sunflower stars have become so abundant around Vancouver in the past decade that he actually welcomes the mystery disease knocking back their numbers. Sunflower stars are voracious predators. They can chew through almost anything in their path, from clams to kelp beds. A big question is, will the epidemic spread to other sea life or to other parts of the West Coast?
It's moving fast.
This month, divers in the San Juan Islands report seeing small numbers of sunflower stars and three other types of sea stars wasting away. Olympic National Park biologists studying the more familiar sea stars known as ochre stars report seeing about 10% of them with a similar infection. Scientists in Washington and British Columbia are gathering sea stars. The healthy and sick specimens will be sent off to wildlife laboratories so they can find out if the disease is a virus or bacteria or something else entirely. I'm John Ryan in Seattle.